Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we arise to give you glory. We arise to give you praise. We arise to give you honor and glory for your grace and your mercy toward us. We thank you, Father God, for provision. We thank you, Father God, for protection. We praise you, Father God, for covering us and for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for healing us, for restoring us, for repairing us, Lord God, for standing in the gap and rising up a standard against the enemy, Lord God. We give you the glory, honor, and praise, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are the restored of the Lord. We are your witnesses. We thank you, Father God, that you have raised us up to declare your glory and to declare you as being our Savior forever. We thank you, Lord God, that you make every mountain low, every crooked place straight, every rough place smooth. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is already condemned. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord God, for breaking the bands of wickedness, for redeeming us from the curse of the law, from redeeming us from poverty, for redeeming us from sickness, for redeeming us against spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We give you the honor, glory, and praise. Let's bombard heaven, people of God, and give God glory.
Prophetess JL.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of healing and this time of family as Thanksgiving has just occurred. We thank you for family in this season. We bless all the families in this whole world, and this will be the season of giving, Thanksgiving. Give the season of giving and the season of not just receiving, Lord God, and just bless everyone as we go through this time of changing, this season of transitioning into different things, into different positions, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Thank you for putting a roof over our head. Thank you for putting food in our bodies. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for making us have this earth. Thank you for letting us have ears for hearing and mouths for speaking, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Crystal?
Father God, we want to thank you for allowing us all to be together as one as we join each other and for this Thanksgiving and this holiday. We want to bless everybody that was able to come over and to just be together as one big family. We want to thank God for just allowing us to be near family and to be near each other and just feel the love, because where God guides, he provides. And we just want to thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Danielle, Prophetess Danielle.
God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the protection that you have over us, God. And God, I thank you for all the angels that you have around our houses even now, God. We thank you for all the youth, God, that are on this call, God. We even thank you for the youth that are not on the call, God. We thank you for the families that are blessed, God. We thank you for these countries that are being healed from all the damage that has been done, God. And I thank you for not pushing us past what we can bear when we are tempted, and that you provide a way when we are tempted.
Mm-hmm.
God, I just thank you for all that you do, God, and I thank you for our families, God, mm-hmm. and I thank you that we will all be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. We thank you for this new day on Saturday, even now, Father God. We thank you for the lives of your people that are here on the line even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Thank you for allowing the leadership to shine forth even now, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our young people even now, Father God. We thank you for touching their minds, their spirits, and their hearts even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for this thankful season even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for life. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for happiness even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for protecting us as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, thank you for putting a hedge of protection around us, Father God. Father God, thank you for the right connections, right interactions, right people, Father God, right relationships in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life, and thank you for these young people that are standing here even on this morning. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And God, we come to you humble and ready to hear what you have to say for us in this season. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the power to walk and talk and to breathe and to really live in your will and to live in your way. Father, we thank you for the people that you've set around us, the family that you've given us. We thank you for the health, the good health that you're giving us. We thank you for the moments that we have to spend with our family, our friends, our community, to uplift those in our community that need uplifting. God, we ask you to cover those who have lost loved ones in this time. God, we ask you to cover those who are ailing in this time. God, we ask you to cover those who don't want to say they're ailing. God, oh God, only you know all things. For let your spirit go in and through our homes. Let it reside in our homes, oh God, that you would just send a sweet spirit through our homes and through our work days and through our traveling. God, protect us, oh God, in the midst of what's happening. God, protect us as we go and as we come. Protect the young people. Keep them on track and keep them focused on whatever you have them to be focused on, oh Father. Give them favor with administration and favor with education, oh God. Give them a room, favorable room, that no one else would have gotten. God, I want you to make a way out of no way for the people who are going back
to school. God, make a way out of no way for those who are starting a new job, a new career, making a change, making a difference, starting their new year early. Oh, God, we thank you for the things that you would have us to do. We thank you for the things that you have gone before us to fix for us already. God, we may not understand it all, but you have gone before us in a perfect way more than we can understand. And God, we just uplift you and praise you, for you are Alpha and Omega. You are the everlasting God. You are the healer, our teacher, our provider. And God, we thank you for dwelling in us, allowing us to act as you on earth, creating miracles not only for ourselves and our families, but for others, entertaining strangers that they may be angels unaware. God, we ask you to make our minds to hear before we speak. Make our minds and our bodies and our souls to come into alignment so that we understand the time and the season that we're in, oh God, that we tread not lightly, that we not take this lightly, the season that you've allowed us to be in, and that we really focus on that it is a blessing to be a blessing in this season and in the next as we continue to forge towards prophecology, oh God. We thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, back to you. Or Prophetess
Joy. Amen. Yeah, amen. Prophetess Brittany.
And Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God. For we declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord make it the rich and out of no sorrow. And Lord God, I just thank you for by his stripes we are healed. And Father God, I just thank you for the visitation that you have for your people in the hospital room and their families, Lord God. I thank you for the healing and the restoration of their bodies, Lord God, their lungs, their immune systems, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for healing the matters of the heart, Father God, physically. And, Lord God, I thank you for the healing of the emotions. I thank you for the restoration of the families. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration of the relationships, Lord God. And I just thank you for the restoration of the mind. I thank you, Father God, for creating in them a clean heart and a renewed spirit, Father God. I thank you for bringing them forth, Father God, with a clean bill of health, bringing forth healing, wholeness, and completion, Lord God. And just thank you, Father God, for healing those who have been affected and devastated by the traumatic things of the hurricanes and the weather, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for healing and bringing forth peace to the civil unrest, Lord God. I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you for the restoration. I just thank you for the cleaning up, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the peace. I thank you, Father God, for the prosperity. I thank you, Father God, for bringing forth the comfort. I thank you, Father God, for just allowing things to become new, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. I thank you, Father God, for bringing forth those things, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not fear. I thank you, Father God, for restoring our souls, Father God. I thank you for leading us by the still waters, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the refreshing that you're bringing forth to your people, the revitalization that you're bringing forth to your people. I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom. I thank you, Father God, for the witty inventions that you're downloading in your people, Father God. I thank you for those who are coming up and coming out of situations, Lord God. I thank you. We're stopping the effects of the enemy, Lord God. I thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. And I just thank you for all of the things that you're doing for us and for your people in this season. And I thank you, Father God, for the healing and the wholeness that you're bringing, even to my family, including my father, Lord God, for you are great and you are merciful and you are just wonderful, Lord God. And I thank you and I love you because you first loved me. Amen.
Amen. Prophet Michael. Amen, Prophet.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, thank you for this time of gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for us praying on behalf of not only for our needs, but for ours, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the Archbishop Eben R. Jordan, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Lord God, for the Jordan family, Lord God. Keep them under the fins of God. Motivate them, encourage them, motivate them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the fledglings. I thank you, Lord God, for the prophets. At a prophetess, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do with prophecology. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing even right now in the midst of praying, Lord God. things we're not seeing, Lord God, but we're being done under the scene, Lord. We trust you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for those who may be sick out of the company of prophets, Lord God, those among us that may be sick. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, you heal them in their mind and their spirit and their natural physical body. I pray, Lord God, they get to the right doctor. They get to the right, Lord God, the right clinic, the center, Lord God. They have favor with the doctors, favor with, Lord God, with the whichever doctor, nurse they see, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, if it's not your will to heal them supernaturally, but Father, we whatever your will is, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it in advance. Father, thank you, Lord God, for success. Thank you for prosperity, not only for me, but everybody that's on this call, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for giving people money-making ideas to bless their families, themselves, Lord God, and also the kingdom of God, to sow in the kingdom of God, which is very important. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for divine protection, Lord God, for everybody that's on this phone call, Lord God. Divine protection. I thank you, Lord God, for right decisions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the covering. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. We thank you, God, because you, we thank you, God, for opening up doors for us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. And we thank you, Lord, because you was always with us, oh God. Even when we was born from till now, God, you shield us and protect us from evil, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for leading our children, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for touching and strengthening them, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for protecting them and being their safety and giving them safety, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, that they will fulfill all that you will in their life, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for letting them be what you called them to be, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise your mighty name, dear Lord. And, Father God, we thank you, God, again for this abundant blessing and this earth that you have given us and all the great harvest that you have given us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for providing us all the things that we need, God. We thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in your fields, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in you and in your greatness, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for this wonderful land in which we live, Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, of the day of Thanksgiving, God, that we give thanks, God, for the food that you give us each and every day, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for our schools and books and your many churches all over the world, Jesus. We thank you, God. Above all, we thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the words of the palmist, be our prayers, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blessing our souls and all within us, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, by your mercy, we are surrounded in happy circumstances, God, and we thank you, God, for joyful companionship that you give us, God. We thank you, God, for our friends and our neighbors, oh God, that you give us, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us not forget the fatherless and the homeless and the friendless and the sick, God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for helping them to realize you are a friend to them and that you only has the power to bring them into your glorious life, oh God, with you, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that we are prosperous We thank you, God, that we are above only, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our relationship healing, God. We thank you, God, for continue to strengthen in your marriage, God, and letting them be holy and deathless, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that they may regard their home to be sacred, sanctuary to you, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your mercy for those are shed in. Continue to sustain them by your insurance and by your mercy, oh God, and your presence, God. Lift them out of their despondency, God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping our children safe, God, and all around us, oh God. We thank you, God, for your precious, mighty healing power, God. And God, we thank you, God, for being a hope among us that was affected by the storm, God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, oh God, and we thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And Father God, oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us increase, dear Lord, oh God, giving us increase. And we thank you, God, that you are our author and our finisher, oh God. Oh God, we adore you, oh God, as our author, God, and our first beginning, dear Lord. And oh God, we call upon you, oh God, as our protector, dear Lord. And God, thank you, God, for enlightening us and giving us understanding, dear Lord. And thank you, oh God, for purifying our body and sanctifying our soul, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you, God, because our desires and of all the things that you have done for us, oh God, and our desires that all things be done in the manner that you will for us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for that, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, again, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. We thank you, God, for favor through and in and out our homes, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all the leaders all over the world that you have, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for directing them and giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, God, for everyone on this line, God, for blessing them, blessing their home, healing them, oh God. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crowns to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, for blotting out all the sins of yesterday, oh God. And we thank you, God, for enlightening the burdens of all who oppress, oh God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see, and our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak, Jesus. Thank you, God, and continue, God, to bless the president, God, of our country, God, giving him wisdom, giving him strength, giving him understanding, God. And thank you so much, God, for being with all those in power, dear Lord. May the horrors of wars pass away from us forever from this earth, God, and the peace of Prince reign. And we thank you, God, and your precious, holy, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, you're our shepherd, and we lack nothing. We fear you, Lord, as your holy people, and for those that fear you, we lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek your face shall lack no good thing. We thank you, Father God, that you shed your glorious light upon us, that you heal us. Your godliness will lead us forward, and goodness will be a shield before us, and the glory of the Lord will protect us from behind. We thank you, Lord, that you cause everyone to rejoice who puts their trust in you. You keep us shouting for joy because you are defending us. We thank you, Lord, that you fill all who love you with happiness. For you bless the godly man, and you protect us with your shield of love. And yet you've made us lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory upon our heads. We thank you, God, that you put us in charge of everything you've made. Everything is put under our feet. We thank you, God, for the victory and the breakthrough. We thank you, Father God, that you arise to defend the oppressed. For you said we shall be free from oppression, that you arise to defend the poor and the needy. You rescue them. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that your promise is sure, and you speak no careless word, and all you speak is pure, like seven times refined silver. We thank you that you will preserve us from the evil man. And although they prowl on every side and with vileness, and they boast of their evilness, we thank you, Father God, that you said when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways. We give you the glory, Father God, and we give you the honor and the praise. We give you the honor, Father God, because we don't have to fret ourselves because of evildoers. Neither shall we be envious against workers of iniquity. For soon they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. We trust in you and we do good, and verily we shall be fed in the land that we dwell in. We delight ourselves also in you, Father God, and you give us the desires of our heart. We commit our way unto you, Father, and we trust in you, and you bring our desires to pass. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring forth our righteousness as light and thy judgment as the noonday. We rest in you, Father God. We rest. We release stress. We release fear. We release anxiety. And we wait patiently for you. We fret not ourselves because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We release anger. We forsake wrath. And we fret ourselves in no wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon you shall inherit the earth. We give you the glory and honor for your mercy and your grace. And we lift up every prayer request, and we lift up everyone on this call. And we decree and declare healing, restoration, and repair, redemptive benefits, Lord God, of healing and deliverance from every work of darkness, from every spirit of infirmity, from every pain of heart, mind, body, and soul. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring families. We thank you, Lord God, for touching every young person on this line and for causing them to experience a new and fresh relationship with you, Lord God. Rain upon them a spirit of excellence, even in education, excellence in athletics, excellence in gifts and talents, Lord God. Even those of us that are adults, Father God, stir us again. Stir up every dormant gift, Father, in the name of Jesus, and cause us to come alive in the things of God. We bless our Archbishop. We bless our pastor. We bless our parents and our elders, and we decree divine protection. We decree in the name of Jesus that no weapon shall form against them that will ever prosper. We reroute every negative prayer prayed against them, and we reroute every hand of the enemy, and we uncover every witch. We uncover every warlock and bear them naked and send them packing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for strength and grace in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you for being with us on this morning. We thank our young people for standing and being a yes. Know that you shall be greatly blessed when you give time to the Lord. Amen. Much prayer, much power. Amen. And we just decree and declare a stirring in your very hearts for the things of God. Amen. And we will meet again at midnight. And on tomorrow, we want you to join our Archbishop for the 9 a.m. call. Amen. And are there any other announcements that we should adhere to? Prophetess Deanna or Prophetess Bethany, can you assist us, please? You may be speaking on mute. Amen. Very well. Well, we're going to move forward. And if you are in the Manhattan area on Sunday morning, amen. Visit the Eagle's House. Amen. And the word of the Lord will be going forth for the morning services and the afternoon service. And we are going to decrease at this time. And if you've been blessed by this call, you're blessed by these prayer times, and if God has done anything for you via this prayer call, sow a seed of thanksgiving. This is a season of thanksgiving. This is a season of exalting the Lord and acknowledging all of his goodness towards us. And we don't want to be remiss with and not show and demonstrate our gratitude for the things of God and for his favor and his mercy towards us. Also, we want to encourage you to post this phone number on your Facebook pages, on your Instagram pages. Amen. This is a season where many are sick, many are experiencing deaths in their family, and you heard the testimonies. God is able and has been moving and raising people and bringing them from death's door, and there are those who are desperately crying out for prayer and for support and who are grieving, and you can be a hand of mercy and grace in their lives by just inviting them to this call for strength and for God's hand of protection and mercy during their time, amen, of struggle. Amen. So God bless you is our prayer, and have a great rest of the day. Peace.